Hi, this podcast is not my typical podcast, really, but I'm watching this show on TV that's talking about Buffy Santa Maria, Saint Marie, and the reason why I'm doing this podcast is because people are claiming that she is not an Aboriginal American, right? And whoever this guy is making this TV show, I would love to ask him a few questions. Basically, he's saying he went all the way to fucking Massachusetts, which I've been to that state. And this guy wants to prove something. And Louis Riel is a descendant who looks white to me. No disrespect, but I'm bringing up a point here. That's why I said she looks white to me. She doesn't look like Aboriginal at all. But I'm not trying to be rude, but what I'm trying to say is that Buffy, right, possibly, through American history, right? Everyone's questioning her parents. They said they're white, right? Then they look white. But no one's questioning about her grandparents, her great-grandparents, and also her great-great-grandparents. Like, if you're going to judge Buffy, you better do it right, okay? Mr. TV guy, you got to go back, because I'll tell you something about I'll tell you a story, okay? That there was this one girl, right? And she was white. She seemed white. And then she married a white man, and the baby turned out to be black. So what I'm trying to say is, before you do your story, right? Because I'm sorry, I have to stick up for Buffy. How dare someone? I understand that, you know, she's in denial. Like, I believe the birth certificate, this and that. But you have to go back in American history, because to me, I could be wrong. She seems like an Aboriginal woman, but I could be wrong. What I'm trying to say is, in her family tree, DNA through generation after generation gave her the brown skin and look Aboriginal. That's what I'm trying to say here, okay? She might have European in her, right? Like her parents. But I'm saying before, she might have had a grandmother that was Aboriginal, a grandfather. And when you give birth, like, it doesn't come out all the time, the generation. Because, like, I'm trying to say, it's like her great-great-great-grandfather was Aboriginal, great-great-grandmother. And the DNA traveled down through the European and Aboriginal. And she had the DNA of the Aboriginal parents or parent. You know what I'm saying? So this is unfair. If you're going to judge Buffy, you have to look at her family tree, if possible. If it's possible to find out who her grandparents were, her great-grandparents. Because if she's American in Massachusetts, it's only fair, if you're going to say that she is white, whatever, European, in my opinion, you better go back in history, because, like I said, it could even be 10 generations where she had a great Aboriginal American granddad, grandmother, or even both parents, you know, Aboriginal. And, you know, so that's unfair to just judge, to scratch the surface and say, well, Buffy, you're not Aboriginal, Buffy, because I scratched the surface. No, you can't do that, and it's unfair. I understand people claim things, but in my opinion, Buffy looks to be Aboriginal. I could be wrong. America, and I tell you, Aboriginals live in America. This is their land. So it's not surprising that her forefathers, foremothers, You know, she is Aboriginal, European, you know, Métis, whatever you want to call it. You know, Métis, people have loved each other, European Aboriginals, since, you know, the Europeans came here from, you know, from 1492. Europeans and Aboriginals had families, and African Aboriginals, and I come from a Mulatto city, and I know that our city is the most multicultural city in the world. And I can tell you, there is so many beautiful children, Mulatto, different races, where, like, it's amazing, because we're all human, so I'm not shocked. You know, people want, you know, to keep segregation, but that's wrong. So if you're going to scratch the surface, you better look deeper into Buffy, because it's only fair for her, you know? You know what I'm saying? It's only fair for justice, the truth, okay? And the reason why I'm making this is because I'm a Canadian. I was born here in Toronto. And I'm not saying I'm special, but the woman looks Aboriginal to me, okay? Maybe, you know what I'm saying, European, like European Indian, like East Indian. I don't know her ancestry. Like, you know, like European. But I'm pretty sure that if you're going to judge this woman, don't go by birth certificate. Go back in history and see how many generations of her family were in Massachusetts. That's all I have to say. Buffy, listen, I'm doing this podcast to give you the benefit of the doubt here. But if you really want to prove yourself, it's called DNA test. And you're alive. I just found out the fifth estate here in Canada. I'm watching it here. I don't know how old this show was. But my point is, Buffy, if you ever hear of my podcast, get a DNA test to prove, you know, what you're saying is true. So that's all I have to say right now. But like the people can look white and then basically be have Aboriginal blood in them because it's America. This is their land. I'm not surprised. Like, you know, finding Aboriginal blood and even African, like New York City, black and indigenous. Jimi Hendrix was black and indigenous. Like this is not surprising. It's possible. That's my point. So, Buffy, I don't know if you want to, if you have something to prove, if you really want to prove for yourself to see, you know, a DNA test will definitely let you know, and let, if you want to release it, let the people know, look, you know, but I don't know, it's up to you. If it's private to you, I'm just saying that all the proof they brought up means nothing, because like even Louis Riel's granddaughter, great-granddaughter, basically, you know what I'm saying? Like she, you know, she can say she's white too. Like, you know, and maybe, you know what, people were embarrassed to say they're Aboriginal in a white community too. You know what I'm saying? That could be a factor too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they didn't want people to know they're Aboriginal living in a white area, white community, because of discrimination, how it was then. You know, I'm just saying, I have no proof of anything. I'm just telling you that what the research they did means nothing. And like, I'll say it once and last time, DNA tests will prove beyond a reasonable doubt any. It's in our blood. It's in our DNA who we are. And so peace. I just had to do this podcast because I felt that it's unfair. You know, the research they did, this guy thinks he's doing some research with birth certificate. It means nothing. People, it means nothing, because I'm not repeating myself. Peace.